Maseches Peah, Perek Vav, Mishnah Yud Aleph, 6:11. Hakotzer Balayla. What happens if you harvest at nighttime? So if you're harvesting at nighttime, you might think, well, if you overlook and forget a bundle, a sheaf, so that you could say it's not because you overlooked it, but just simply because it was dark and you're going to come back and get it tomorrow. But no go. You'll see in a second that it does have a din of shichcha. If you're confident enough to harvest at night, so then that's your prerogative, but the din of shichcha won't be overlooked. So if you forget something, overlook something, it will have a din of shichcha. And the same goes if you're not being kotzer, reaping, cutting the grain, but rather hama'amer, you're bringing in the sheaves. So again, they'll have a din of shichcha if you're confident and do what you want, but then can't no excuses if you actually overlook something. Fasuma, a blind person. If the farmer is blind, but he's doing his own harvesting, so then he believes he can do it, so there's no exemption for him, and his stuff, if it's overlooked and forgotten, will have a din of shichcha. Yesh lam shichcha. However, ve'im haya miskaven litol es hagas hagas. If your intention, your explicit plan is, I'm taking the big ones now, and I'll come back tomorrow and get the little ones. So since I'm not overlooking anything, I'm planning to come back a second time, and I'm purposefully leaving the little ones, so then whatever's left behind will be considered part of the little ones, and then therefore not forgotten. So, v'im haya mitkaven litol et hagas hagas, if you intend dafka to take just the big ones, leaving the little ones for tomorrow, ein lam shichcha, you go back a second time, and what is left behind the first time does not have a din of shichcha, you can take it. Im amar, however, if you try to be tricky and say, hare ani kotzer al manas, mash ani shocheach ani etol. If you say, you know what, not that I'm getting the big one today and the small one tomorrow, you say, listen, I'll do what I can today, and then I'll go back tomorrow, a second pass through to check what I might have forgotten. So you're trying to be clever and make a stipulation from the outset, you're going back a second time, but you can't make a tanah, you can't make conditions that go against what the Torah says. If you're a masa al masha kasa b'torah, if you make a condition that is contrary to what the Torah says, so tanah u'batel, what your conditions you try to establish are annulled, and therefore, yesh lo shichcha, even though you said you're going to come back tomorrow a second time to check, the Torah says, no, you're not. It says, lo sashuv l'kachta, you can't go back to take it, and therefore, yesh lam shichcha, whatever you forgot the first time or overlooked, you may not go back to get, under penalty of the violating the mitzvahs of shichcha.